Hey there, this is Terry Cowley, weekday breakfast presenter on 1FM Shepparton. Thanks for checking out this podcast. It was recorded live as part of the Brekkie Show, which you can catch 6 to 9am Monday to Friday. That's the Hedgehoppers Anonymous with Good News Week on 1FM live and local at 7 past 8. And it is about 5 past, just gone 5 past 8 on a Wednesday, which means it is time to catch up with the Shepparton Advisor as they release a new issue for the week. And it's good morning this morning to Will Adams.
Good morning, Terry, and good morning to your listeners.
So it is, as I say, that time of the week, isn't it?
Absolutely. Heading for a pretty warm day today, I believe.
But, yep, and tomorrow.
Yes, that's right. Well, it is summer after all, or still summer, just.
Just, yes.
So we've got a great edition out again this week, and it's hitting the streets as we speak. On the front page, we've led with a very exciting announcement yesterday morning by Federal Member for Nicholls, Damien Drum, John Duar, who's the La Trobe University Vice-Chancellor. He, together with Elizabeth Capp, who's the campus head of campus here in La Trobe, have announced that there's a $10.5 million redevelopment in the pipeline, and I believe works are due to commence later in 2022. That's going to help with high-tech clinical teaching spaces, modern study areas, and a flexible space for community events. So that's wonderful news for Shepparton.
Can only be good.
Absolutely. And also on our front page, we've got an article there about the first native fish produced at Arcadia's brand new fish hatchery. They were released into the Goulburn River last week. And Victorian Fishing and Boating Minister Melissa Horne released the first 10,000 golden perch fingerlings into the river. Once fully operational, the hatchery will produce up to 1.6 million native fish each year. Mostly golden perch and Murray cod, so that's fantastic for our river system.
Okay, so I don't know how much you know about that hatchery, Will. Is that its whole reason for being, to release things back into the wild?
Absolutely, yes, it is. It's to breed up fingerlings it's mostly golden perch and Murray cod, which are the native, dominant native fish around here that are probably, their numbers are probably a little bit lower than they'd like, so they're good for our river system, so they're what they've decided to do. It's been a big project, that one, and it's just great to here, it's another big project that happened for this region, and it's great to hear that it's come to fruition.
I guess this is to also bolster fishing in our region.
Look, absolutely, the end result will be when those fish get to a good enough size, the legal limit, people, the recreational fishermen or anybody that fishes can get out there and have a bit of fun. Yeah.
Okay.
We've also got a story about something that Shepparton Council and Chamber of Commerce and various marketing bodies around the area have come together to, in place of the Summer City Market that can't take place in its traditional format towards the end of February as it does each year, due to the redevelopment works going on in the Maud Street Mall. There's a special Shepparton CBD summer sale that's taking place later this week, and that's coming up on Friday and Saturday, the 25th and 26th of Feb. And big businesses across the CBD here in Shepparton will be bursting with summer savings, and parking is still free until Tuesday, March 1st too, so making for a perfect opportunity for shoppers to nab some bargains.
Great excuse.
Yes. We've got some exciting news around the COVID restrictions being relaxed. Of course, there was QR code check-in requirements have been relaxed as of, I think it was last Friday, but we've also got some, the need to wear masks. That's the restrictions around that are also being relaxed later this week, which is a lot of people, pardon the pun, will breathe a sigh of relief.
Yeah, I really understand people going into like an office situation, not having to wear one. That must be really difficult. But I wonder how you feel about going down to the shops now without one. I'm kind of a bit attached to mine, Will.
Yes, I know what you mean. We have become attached to them and used to doing that. We've gotten into the routine and all for the right reasons, of course. But I think it's probably just a bit better for those, I think public transport and places like that, you'd probably still wear one. But
yeah, you do. Yeah, you have to wear them on public transport and planes and things like that.
Yeah, I think it's personal choice everywhere else now. From this Friday, but... Mm. But a lot of people would be happy about that, especially having to, coming through a hot summer too.
Yes.
It'll help a few people.
Yes.
We've also got some news about this broke, I think it was last week, but just an article about letting readers know about the 2026 Greater Victoria Commonwealth Games. Greater Shepparton City Council is... seeing the culmination of more than 5 years' work come to fruition with the announcement from the Victorian State Government last week that they will bid for a regional city's 2026 Commonwealth Games. So just to make that clear, we haven't got it yet, but they're going to bid for it, and we're a big part of that because we've got.
That would be exciting, wouldn't it?
It is. Well, we've got some wonderful sporting facilities, world-class BMX tracks and other sporting facilities. So
there's been some discussion about whether or not, the Commonwealth Games will continue to go ahead in future, so maybe this might be one of the last ones.
Yes, you could be right. It's very, very expensive to put these events on, but I think it's a tradition that seems to be still very popular with most of the population. So I think it'll keep going for now. We've also got an article, Terry, about 7-year-old Lila from Murchison, she's a gorgeous and lively 7-year-old who she loves to sing, adores Peppa Pig, and every day defies the odds given to her before she was even born. Lila was born with Myelona meningococcal. I think that is pronounced. I might not have got that quite right, but it's a condition which is the most severe form of spina bifida. So this birth defect is where the neutral tube in the spine fails to close. Causes weakness, loss of feeling, trouble moving, problems with various parts of her body and too much spinal fluid in the brain and problems with how the brain is formed. So recently Lila has told her mother Kirsten Stone Parr of her dreams to walk like other kids, and every year her Christmas wish is to kick a footy or ride a scooter as most children do and very much enjoy. There's been a special effort to raise some funds to help Lila, and it's part of a GoFundMe scenario that is going to help her raise the funds for a mobility device that will allow her to stand and move with the help of an adult. So that's a lovely
thing. I'm sure the community will get behind that.
Absolutely. We've also got an article about a clause that the Victorian... It's before the Victorian State Parliament at the moment, and they're saying it could kill or severely affect community publishing. So that involves us directly and other publications, local and regional newspapers and publications. And it's a new bill which has the potential to decimate community publishing by proposing that all state and local government public notices would no longer be required to be published in print media. And independent member for Shepparton District, Susanna Sheed, called for an amendment to a clause in the regulatory legislation amendment, expressing that it would be harmful to regional newspapers and reduce the availability of information to the public. And that's the key here. It does have the real, threat of reducing the amount of information that actually reaches the public about what's happening at state government level. Susanna's onto that, and that's great because we all know how important local or regional publications are, along with other mediums such as 1FM and etc.
if that did go ahead, Will, would that actually affect the viability of your business?
Look, it doesn't directly affect us as much as other publications, but it still would affect us. I don't think it would threaten our viability as such massively, but it is a real concern because it's probably, you know, to use the term, the thin edge of the wedge, which would mean less accountability if we're not putting those public notices in our publication and other publications around the region and regional areas of Victoria. Means that there's less accountability through people just not knowing.
Yeah, I mean, if they're just going to throw them all up online, how would you know they're there? I mean, if you look in your local paper, you know those ones are local and can potentially affect you.
That's right.
But what are you supposed to do? Just go checking a particular website online? Who's going to do that?
Well, this is the whole argument around it. So we're hoping Susanna can get the support of other politicians, and that bill won't be passed. All going well.
Okay.
Doesn't seem like a very smart move.
Doesn't seem very democratic, no.
That's right. We got time for one more?
One more.
Good stuff. So students, this article's titled or headed Can't Quite Shake Remote Learning, and it's just regarding the recent closure of due to coronavirus, of Verney Road School, which is a real shame after the state government said that they were going to do their very best not to have to close any more schools. We're hoping it's not a precedent for others, but Verney Road School took the difficult decision to close last week, very suddenly, due to issues around the coronavirus, but they reopen again this Thursday, all going well. So
yeah, I think that was due to a lot of staff being out.
Yes, it would have been. We were aware of students getting it, but I'd say you're absolutely spot on. It'd be a number of staff have obviously been hit with it, and if they can't get in front of the students, well, it makes it difficult for them to, do their role.
I can only imagine how challenging remote learning is for special needs kids.
That's right.
Glad to hear that they are back.
Yeah, they're back tomorrow, so that's exciting for them.
Okay.
And no doubt their mums and dads.
Yes, I'm sure.
Too, because that would have taken a fair bit of organising for mums and dads all of a sudden. But anyway, that's good that they'll be back tomorrow.
Great. All right. Well, thank you very much, Will. We will check in with the advisor next week. And, of course, the advisor's out today in letterboxes.
Thanks, Terry.
Do you run a business here in the Goulburn-Murray region? Are you looking to realistically grow your customer base? If you answered yes to these two questions, then there's something that you need to know. Right here on the station that you're listening to, 1FM, we offer the region's most price-competitive and effective radio advertising packages available. Get the message? That's okay. Thousands of others did too. Inquire today on 5831 3131.
As we age, maintaining good health and living a pain-free life can become more and more difficult. Are you somebody who suffers from knee, hip or foot pain? Have you tried treatments along the journey that have failed to provide the relief you so long for? The Natural Approach Healing Centre in Kyabram has been treating people with these conditions for more than 30 years. Not only do our clients gain relief from our treatments, they usually experience other benefits, including sinus relief, increased energy levels, bladder control, as well as relief from constipation. Book an appointment at the Natural Approach Healing Centre in Kyabram today. Call Sharon today on 0416 494 476. That number again, 0416 494 476. You will also find us at www.naturalapproach.com.au.
Station sponsor.
Wake up to sleep at 40 Winks. Our exclusive bed mat system takes the confusion out of buying a bed. And right now, you can get any size mattress for the price of a single. That's a queen, king, or even a super king mattress for the price of a single on a range of leading brand mattresses. Get any size mattress for the price of a single. But hurry, sale ends this Sunday.
At sponsors 40 Winks, Riverside Plaza, Shepparton.
You know the garden could do with a makeover, so what are you waiting for? Cleves Garden Supplies have got everything you need to get the job done, and they're open 7 days a week. Coloured mulches, decorative pebbles, river stones, crushed rock, sands, gravel, sleepers, topsoils, pavers, you name it, they've got it. They'll deliver small loads and big loads straight to your door. Drop in and see them at 20 Wanganui Road, Shepparton, or give them a call. 58212111. That's 58212111.
1FM sponsor.
We all want to shop local, but it can be hard to find a good local trades business that really cares enough to solve your problems fast and with a smile. Jason's TV offer in-home service and can help you with all TV-related problems from reception issues to needing a new TV. Jason's Pest Control will have your home pest-free in no time. Look past the national franchises as the local guys are looking forward to your call. Jason's TV 0403 688 666 or Jason's Pest Control 1800 599 699.
1FM sponsor.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.